and welcome to Audioscope. In Australia, a guy called Dawson Coe has set up a new website. It's called Fashionable Eye for the Blind Guy and Girl. Basically, it gives information for blind and vision impaired people about what's in fashion and what's trendy to wear. I wonder whether this is a good idea, so decided to ask Emma Tracy, who's on the line from London, Jenny Hollingsworth and Roisin Dermody to find out how this would work. Emma, did you have a chance to look at this website?
Yeah, I had a brief look at it today, actually. I went to the press release itself, obviously, and gave that a read, but I did also press on the link to the magazine itself. And while I think the concept is great and that a lot of blind people could, to be honest, do with reading a bit about fashion and finding out what's good and what's really very much not, I felt like I was reading a regular magazine in a lot of ways because the writers seemed to be all sighted or nearly all sighted and were giving advice to blind people. And I think it might have been better to maybe have a blind person go and interview some people in the area or to go around the stores and find out things themselves. And the things that I think that blind people probably want to know about is more about the application of the fashion itself and also about services like personal shoppers and things like that.
The idea behind this website, from what I understood, is that you have these sighted writers that can then explain to blind and vision impaired people what is fashionable, what's not, what to wear, what not to wear. That's what you took out of it, yeah?
Yeah, but I felt it was very much like a regular fashion magazine and it wasn't hugely helpful.
So what would be most helpful? Jenny, I know before you lost your sight, you worked in fashion.
Yeah, so I'm very lucky. Emma, I hope you're not suggesting for a moment that us hot, trendy, blind people in Dublin
have got on to win.
Exactly.
No, I'm making a sweeping generalisation,
Jenny. As I'm sitting here in my pink, red shoe and my purple top, yeah.
A few minutes ago, Jenny, you were talking about a black top.
What can I say? You know, I've been there. No, yeah, I was very lucky when I was younger. I'm nearly 18 years blind now, so I was lucky when I was younger to work in fashion in Dublin, which was great. Nowadays, I find it useful because I think people, you know, I go into a shop and I'd look for something and, you know, you say you want a black top and they're looking at you, well, you're blind. How do you know what black is? And then I start thinking, actually, how do I know what black is? That's where somebody blind is going to have to fill me in.
That's because you would have all had sight and you can remember colours.
I can relate to colours, but I would be very fussy now on types of stuff I'd like. I like to feel the shape. I like to know that I don't look like a duck walking around, you know. Somebody says, it looks lovely on you. Well, it doesn't look lovely, actually, because I can feel it. So my sense of touch and my... I'm mad into fabrics, so I love natural fabrics, you know. So I would say now, being blind, silk, leather, denim, all that sort of stuff that you can feel would quite influence me now. I don't know about anybody else, but I would know. And I love certain colour. I'm quite dark in colouring, so black and white are my colours, so I would buy quite a lot of black and white.
Let's jump back to those colour things. Emma, do you have a concept of colour? Have you ever seen colour?
I've never seen colour. I have never seen anything, but I feel that I have a fairly good understanding of the palette of shades and colours. Obviously I don't get it right all the time, but and obviously I don't know about, you know, the hundreds of different colours that there are, but I know about browns and beiges and creams, and I know about black and white, and I know, you know, about pink, and, you know,
I have to come in, Emma. How do you know, though?
But I have a very practical
I can
see light and dark, which is very helpful.
Yeah, so can I,
So light and dark colours. And
you can
memory.
See light is white and dark is black.
Okay.
It's memory, it's the social aspect of it, in that who tells you that they wear what and what colours are in fashion.
Hope for the best.
The person that you don't like is wearing red. I'm never going to wear red.
Well, I'll give you a good one, Em. I was in a shop last week looking for bed linen, right? And I was with a friend of mine. We're looking at reds and yellows and pinks. And we're picking out some linen anyway. And I said to her, I want blue. And she was saying, what shade? I said, I want the nice blue. You know, the ice blue, that sort of colour. And this woman came up behind me and said, listen, could you help me in advice here with colours? I just got the wrong girl here.
Roisin, what about you? You would have seen colour.
Yeah, I seen fairly well till I was about 12, so I would have a good memory of colour. Again, I can see light. I tend not to wear whites and bright colours because, I'm very, very pale, so I'm not sure I can get away with them, but then again, I'm not quite sure. I just take it for granted that I can't get away with whites. So I tend to go with a lot of neutral colours, browns, beiges, creams, very natural autumnal kind of colours.
Mm, that's like the colour me beautiful. If you need advice, I mean, you know, they tell you what colour suits you, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing that I find difficult is that somebody will say, I have red hair, and people say, oh, don't wear pink. And then one of my friends say, here's a lovely top, it's pink. And I'm saying, what are you doing buying me a pink top? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's saying, oh, it depends on the pink.
Yeah, apparently pink suits me, but have this.
What is it about it? I hate pink as well. What is it about pink?
I don't know what it is.
Oh, I like pink.
Gee, I love it, girl.
I have to say, I'm very much, I very much go on what other people tell me, because obviously I haven't ever seen colour, or I haven't ever seen different types of clothing brought together.
I hope
you're
good friends, Emma.
Well, this is the thing, and it's the only way, I think. I have three or four, I call them shopping consultants.
Yeah, companions, yeah.
And they're the only people that I will bring shopping with me, because first of all, they're the people I trust, but also you don't want a mishmash of stuff that is other people's, you know, feelings on what you should wear. Mm-hmm. So I tend to go, and also the three or four people that I've chosen are very close together in my life, so they know what the other people have chosen, and they also know what's in my wardrobe already. Mm-hmm. To be very honest about it, I wouldn't go shopping on my own to buy clothes, because I just don't think it's practical. And I like to look nice, and I'm a bit of a slave to fashion as well, so I have to go on what other people think, because I can't see.
I'm sure that people are wondering, Emma, how we distinguish t-shirts and jeans. Do you ever think of that, girls? They're probably wondering, you know.
They ask that a lot, don't they? People are interested
You know, we buy things differently. Isn't that the story? Mm-hmm. T-shirts have different colours, different round necks, different v-necks. I mean, Bethany knows with the new baby now, you have to be able to dress your little baby. Like, I've dressed my two over the years, and I never, like, he was only small, so it would be, you pick a collar with a round neck and it's white, and a v-neck might be black, and a little motif on the, you know, could be pink. So that's how we do
it. And then you get
they're the same,
the same,
but
different colours.
But have you heard of the fabulous new invention of the colour detector?
I discovered that the other day with the washing machine. The
thing is, stick it. Amazing. I use it, that's what I use it for most, actually, is the laundry.
So just to let people know, what you're talking about is a little machine that you hold in your hand, and you press it against whatever colour you want and press the button, and it says
things like bright orange.
I put mine on my dog once and it said light brown.
Well, now we don't have in our house blue, pink and red washes, we now have a coloured
one. Yes.
So those are practical ways that, you know, you can sort of distinguish different colours by using sort of equipment. Jenny, earlier on you were talking about how important fabrics and fit and texture. Roisin, texture, fabrics, fit, are those kind of things that attract you to clothes?
Absolutely. There are some fabrics I just cannot bear the touch of, so I won't even stop to look at them. They might be the most gorgeous colour that would suit me. It might be the most perfect outfit on me, but if it doesn't feel, if the texture isn't right, it's just not even considered. There is no way in hell it's going near me. If I'm in a shop, I will often like just wander around, just running my hand kind of along kind of the outside of a rail almost, you know, just feeling what fabrics are there, and then if something appeals, then I'll go and investigate it, you know. I might even.
So it's touch first, and then
and then figure it out later. Well. I can't bear lace. It just, the feel of it, I can't bear it on my skin. I like very soft fabrics. So that would be, we all relate to that one then, the touch of it and the feel of it, yeah.
Would you do the same, Emma?
To a point, but as I say, I'm a bit of a slave, so if I didn't necessarily really like it, but everyone said it was gorgeous on me, I might actually go for it. But it's high necks I can't handle. I can't handle polo necks.
You want a bit of cleavage, Emma, is that it?
Oh, no, the feeling of the material around my neck just makes me sick. It really does. I know it sounds really, really obvious, but it's the fit that gets me. And I know if it doesn't feel right, if the fit's not right, I know it doesn't look right. So I know I'm onto a bit of a winner there. And I hate things that are just that wee bit wrong, or, you know, trousers that, you know, make your belly look big, or, you know, things like that. It has to fit really.
I'll give you a laugh now.
Another question that's...
I still look in the mirror, Emma. That's very sad.
And how does that work for you?
Doesn't. I just stand and the kids laugh at me. What are you doing looking in the mirror, Mammy? I see with my good eye.
But people often ask things like that, then how do you know whether it fits? And how do you know whether you look fat in it? Or how do you know?
Oh, you know.
You think you're very conscious. You're very conscious of your figure and your, you know, that is something I think we all have. It's like a second sense, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You can almost tell if you're putting a pair of jeans on and they're hipsters and there's 2 inches of fat hanging over it. you don't need to be sighted to see that.
Would you ever trust somebody in a shop assistant, for example? Would any of you ever go, Emma, you've said you wouldn't go shopping alone. Roisin or Jenny, would you?
I browse on my own.
I wouldn't, no. It's funny, isn't it?
But I would never really... No, I wouldn't really trust a shop assistant.
I have one shop that I get lots of my clothes in and I know them, would kind of trust them.
Yeah, well, that's it. I've my daughter, I suppose. She's like, she loves the personal shopping thing, so she comes with me and says, Mom, you look great. Not, Mom, you look terrible. Well, I was telling Bethany earlier, you know, I did the 80s thing, you know, so if you've worn it in the 80s, you don't wear it again. The 2007. Because you look absolutely ridiculous because you're too old. So I stay away from all that stuff, the new stuff.
But if you were going into a shop and there was a personal shopper, would you trust them?
Again, I think you have your own idea in your head of what you want. And like Emma, I have 3 girls. One I do fashion shopping with completely, shoe shopping. Another girl I do house stuff with because she's fantastic. And then, you know, it'd be different. I wouldn't bring the house shopper to buy the clothes now. Do you know what I mean? The bed linen and the house stuff is one area. Then fashion is another area. And I think when you've seen for 20 years, I have seen for it, you have a fair idea. I've got, you know, that's quite good, you know, for me.
Would you trust a personal shopper, Oisin?
I've never used a personal shopper. So I don't know. I'm not sure.
And Emma?
I'd like to think I would, but when it would come to the crunch, I'd probably bring my mommy or my sister or my friend with me, I have to say.
Yeah.
I definitely would.
The thing that I think sometimes, if I would go shopping with one person, they might have an idea of what kind of clothes I might like, and somebody else might have a different idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one friend that I really would go shopping with, and she has totally different tastes to me, but she knows my taste.
Mm-hmm.
And she finds the clothes that suit me and my taste. And I don't think a personal shopper, because they won't know you, could actually do that.
Well, my daughter does it now, and she does it quite well. I have to say, she works in
but
the graphics.
But she would know you.
Not me. She does it for people in the shop.
Oh, okay. She works as a personal shopper.
She's in Grafton Street working, and Sarah there in Karen Millen. What can I say? She loves it, and she can pick out 5 or 6 outfits for people, and they come back to her. So some people have a natural eye. I have to say, you know, it wouldn't be my thing. I like to pick my own stuff, but she says the amount of people that come into her and come back to her. Some people have that natural flair for colour and sense of dress and style, and you know, that's just
but
a natural thing.
You
wouldn't
have
be everybody's choice.
You have stylists that obviously style things. I remember when I was presenting a TV series, there were stylists that put me in clothes, and apparently they looked good, but not a hope would I ever wear them in my everyday life.
No,
just not me at all.
Mm.
So we have clothes. Obviously, there's accessories to go with clothes. How do you manage those?
Hope you're not talking about hair extensions. Shoes, I suppose, would be the one, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, how do you know what colour your shoes are, and what does colour matter?
I am a nightmare. I have the 6-inch with the diamonds and the whole lot that I can't walk in.
But are they pink, or are they white, or are they?
Sorry?
What colour do you know that they match? Is it just the fit, or how do you match shoes?
Again, advice from people, I have to say, and I wouldn't be one that would go for anything wild on you. It's my age. I'm very proper shoes, you know, nice high heel court shoe type of thing, or a sandal with, you know, nothing too flash. I'm not into wedges or I like pumps for walking and nice high ones for the evening, and that's it. Now Roisin, you're younger than me, you'll be all into the shoes, I'd say.
I love wedges. Absolutely love wedges.
It's an age thing.
And I must say, I have a rule: gold shoes and red shoes go with everything.
There you go.
Doesn't matter what you're wearing.
To get away with it, Jeff.
What about you, Emma? What would you do for kind of accessories in general?
Oh, accessories. I love accessories, actually, because obviously you can make 3 outfits out of 1 outfit with different accessories. And the great thing about accessories and shoes and handbags and chains and everything are they're so feely, and they really, you do know whether the chain sits right on you. You know whether something's too kind of gaudy or whatever. And with shoes, I would tend to go for more muted colours with shoes, you know, a lot of kind of either, you know, I'd go for the straightforward, can wear with anything, like the black or the brown or the white or whatever. But I do find, and I don't know if other blind people find the same, I do find I have to be a little bit more sensible with my shoes, with the heels and that.
Yeah. Now, Emma, you're talking to Jenny here, who's hitting Marbella tomorrow in the high heels down the Cobblock streets.
Yeah, you see, I'm a bit, my boyfriend is a speed walker, I swear, and I feel like I need to be a bit sensible or else I'll fall on my ass.
You need to get Heelys to keep up with them.
Heelys, yeah. The roll around ones. I could see me scooting down the hill on them.
The thing that I don't understand is, yeah, I have lots of chain or beady type things or whatever. How often do sighted people wear them? Is it sometimes the concept of what's overdressed, what's underdressed, what is everyone else wearing?
That's what I have huge issues with. So I never know what's appropriate for what occasion.
How do you manage that?
Well, I find that the particularly sparkly ones, obviously, I tend to buy, for really nice outfits, for weddings and things like that, I'll tend to buy a pair of shoes for the outfit, and I'll generally stick them with it, and I won't ordinarily wear them with anything else. And then, as I said about the sensible type, you know, shoes, like a nice pair of black high boots in the winter, you know, that's always going to be nice.
But when it comes to the other kinds of accessories, like chains, like beads, like jewellery, like things like that, Roisin, you said you also have a difficulty with wondering what other people are wearing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate? You know, like, how chunky can you go?
Costume jewellery is fantastic, isn't it?
But what do you put with what? You know, I mean, like, what necks go, you know, like, what kind of jewellery do you put with what necks?
Too fancy. And, yeah, well, I suppose, again, I have the edge because I saw it for a few years and I had a fairly good idea of what is like a nice chunky chain with a low top or very simple with.
Yeah,
well, you see, there when I say, you know, and I'm older than you, so I don't go too wild with all these new beads and, you know, all this. But I do like a nice piece of jewellery does set off.
How do you know? Are you ever curious as to, you know, if you walk into a room, what other people are wearing or how...
I'd ask.
Would you ever be curious, Emma?
Yeah, I'd ask too.
So you go into a room
My friends tend to talk about their wardrobe quite a lot, to be honest. And they go, oh, you've got a lovely, you know, whatever on, or, oh, you know, where did you get that, to each other. So that kind of is my cue.
How do you respond?
Where did that come from, or what is it, or do you mind?
I wouldn't wear something because it's in fashion. I love, like, silver is one of my favourites. I love silver jewellery, and I like the idea that it's lovely with black, and I'd wear a lot of black. And I'd wear a lot of the Newbridge silver, which is great to feel. Mm, they've got the chunky chains, they have the lovely watches, they have the bangles, and
absolutely,
I actually stick a lot with that stuff.
And I think you're quite safe with silver jewellery.
Yeah. Well, if you wear dark colours like me, you get away with it anywhere.
Even if gold does come in and out, you know, I will often, if I'm unsure about the costume jewellery size thing, I will go for the silver jewellery, definitely.
Yeah. But coming back, I'm curious, if I'm in a room and I meet people and somebody says you're wearing a nice top or somebody compliments somebody else on things, how do you respond? I never know. I always feel really awkward because I can never say, oh, I like your top, because I could be wearing the most awful top ever and it would sound totally disingenuous me congratulating somebody on their clothes that they know full well that I can't see.
Yeah.
Does that actually... sometimes, I might be interested in fashion, but sometimes that fashion and that social thing actually really highlight the blindness or the kind of the difficulties of when you can't see. How do you respond to that social situation?
I wouldn't comment.
I'd never
say to somebody you look great because it's complete hypocrisy, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You can't see them.
Yeah,
I would just...
But Jenny, your top looks lovely today.
Yeah, well, that's fine because I know I've bought it and I can feel it and I know what it looks like. But I wouldn't turn to somebody at the site and say, well, you look fantastic today, because I'd feel. Now, what I might say is, gee, you're in great mood. I'm sure you're looking great and your personality is very straight. You know, that sort of thing. You're really in great form. But I wouldn't say your dress looks fabulous. No, I wouldn't.
But when everyone else is complimenting everybody else...
I would say, can I have a feel at the dress?
Exactly.
If it's that nice, can I have a feel at it?
Okay, and you said you'd do the same.
I would if it was the right situation, but I know what you're talking about in that, you know, sometimes people nearly, for some odd reason, expect a return.
Yes.
And I, in that case, if it's expected of me, I laugh and say, well, I'm not, you know, obviously I don't know, but I'm sure you're looking
fantastic.
Yeah,
so that's my one. I'm sure you look fantastic.
Because,
you know
by someone that they're expecting you to say they do, so obviously they think they do, so you're on a winner.
Yeah, like, I mean, I would say if there was, like, in a situation with, like, three people, two-sided, and I was talking to one of them and someone else came over and complimented the sighted person on, you know, a haircut or a top or whatever, I would often just kind of laugh and just go, oh, I meant to mention that. You know, and just kind of
must put that in my phrase book.
It's an awkward one though sometimes.
Yeah,
it?
It's
what about makeup?
Hit and miss. Oy.
Oh, I have a secret there.
Oh, do tell.
The false tan. I don't do makeup.
How do you get the false tan without streaks? How do you know it's not streaky?
Well, to be honest with you, you can buy the clear. Well, even sighted people use the ones that go on white and they come up dark later on. Do you know what I mean? Mm. I very much stick to the false tans. Now, again, I'm dark and colour in ocean, so I get away with
it. See, I'm completely pale, so I've no idea.
No, I use the makeup as well in the winter. Do you know what I mean? My daughter's been amazed because she's big into fashion and everything at 19, but very simple. You know, I stay very simple. I don't do the eye colours and all the big, you know, you see, again, you're younger. I would be very simple sort of makeup for me now. False tan in the summer, completely. And a little bit of face, just ordinary, you know, face cream, face whatever. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be into eye makeup and all that now, absolutely not.
What about you, Emma?
I actually just had a discussion with my beautician last week about foundation. And she told me what I needed, you know, what type of foundation I needed. Mm-hmm. Because I was very unsure of that. And I asked her, could I put it on with my fingers? And she said, yeah. And she showed me some techniques about putting it on. And I was really pleased when I came out of there. I think with the tan, I would often wear tan as well. And I'm dark, you know.
Mm. Spray tan is good.
Yeah, but what I would say is that you need to take advice from someone who's already done it about ones that don't streak. And but I mean, I spent €50 on a bottle of tan, a big bottle of tan last week, and then went straight over to my cousin who said, "Oh, I'm not sure about that one, but this one doesn't streak. This one, you know, is perfect."
Advice, yeah.
And I was like, "Damn, I've just spent that money."
But you do need somebody to look at you.
And now, and with the eye makeup, I stick to very basic colours if I wear any at all. And with the, just a bit of lip gloss, and that's me.
I have to ask you now again, because this is me, because I can't put mascara on. Would you be able to do mascara? I'm flickering all over the place.
I do mascara on the bus.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, see, Emma, I'm a bit, I can't do that. I'm flickering all over the place.
I don't need it. I've got very thick eyelashes.
You're gorgeous.
Very thick eyelashes. So
but you know what I do,
I don't
Emma?
Need it, so I don't do it.
I do. I've had girls give me a hand do it. And I go out, I forget completely about it, and I rub the eye. And it's probably black under the eye. Don't even know it's there.
That's it too.
So I avoid that, I have to say. But I'd like to be able to do it. I'm just not good at it. Let's be honest, I am blind, you know. I'd have to say I'm super mom of the year and great fashioner, but no, we have our mistakes as well.
I'd handle mascara and stuff. But the thing, again, coming back to previously, it's to know when to put makeup on and when not to put makeup on. I know some people wear makeup all the time. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't.
I don't.
Personally.
Depends if you're ugly or good looking. So you can get away without it. I mean, the same for sight of people. Some people look very natural with, you know, very little, and some people, you know, need makeup. You know, let's be honest, it depends what you look like.
And so how do you know it's a blind person?
Well, I would, again, you'd know yourself. You're an ugly woman. Well, jeez. I don't know Roisin,
thanks
right?
Thanks very much, Jenny.
No, I say I wouldn't know Roisin. She's young, she's vibrant, she's really a mover. I would say you're very, you know, her whole personality to me is very attractive, and I would say makeup is, you know, a big part of your life. No, that's just me.
Not really. No, I would always. I wouldn't wear makeup like on a day to day basis.
Would you not? Yeah.
If I was going somewhere, or you know, if I'm going out, definitely.
Mm. Yeah.
And so, what do you put on?
Poop on. Dark brown.
No. No. I would like use a very very light foundation because my skin is very very pale. Mm. I would tend generally to go with a lot of kind of creams, browns, gold kind of colours. A little bit of bronze maybe, both for like eye makeup. I only started wearing blusher actually about a couple of months ago. Because
I'd be very nervous with blusher now. Like a clown, I'd be thinking, too big red sheet.
That was my thing. I wasn't quite sure where to put it. And then there's this like, you put the highlighter here and the blusher there. And I was going, I have no idea which one's which or what you're talking about. Yeah. Or,
this is a bit where you go back to the Lionel Richie song, can I feel your face? Oh, let's hope we all don't get to one even looking like three clowns.
No. I think going back to the original, this guy in Australia has set up a website to give advice. What would be the best thing, the best thing to actually solve all of your fashion issues? If we just finish on this, Jenny, do you want to start? What would be the best thing if somebody could invent something?
I actually think your own natural instinct on how you look and how you feel inside, because I think it doesn't matter who says what to you. If you don't feel comfortable in a dress or you don't feel comfortable with your makeup, that'd be me now, big time. I've had makeup done by, you know, people. If I'm going out, got people to do it for me. And you know what? I've gone out and I felt absolutely awful, completely over made up. And so I would go with my gut instinct. I feel comfortable in this dress. I feel natural. I don't think you can invent anything for that. You know, whatever, you have to feel comfortable in yourself for the night going out. And if you're comfortable in a nice plain dress and simple makeup, that's fine.
Emma, what would be the ideal, the panacea to
The ideal would be adjustable shoes.
Rollerblades!
That would go from, you know, the massive pointy heels to a nice, comfortable walking shoe. But also, my biggest issue is something that we actually didn't touch on, is hair. And I find it quite difficult to know what colours, hair colours, and what, you know, cuts are good. I always just go in for something that looks nice and that's manageable. That's what I tell them to do, and hope for the best.
Easy to manage is my one.
Easy to manage. I think that's our all one, isn't it?
Well, I go to the same hairdresser, and I've been going to him for about 12 years now, and no one else is allowed to touch my hair.
It's trust, isn't it, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
What would be your solution, Roisin, to all of the fashion issues? What would be the best thing to resolve?
As Jenny said, I mean, if you're comfortable in, you know, you've got to trust your instincts. If you're comfortable, you're going to be confident. If you're confident, you're going to look good. I really believe that. But I would like the whole adjustable shoe thing, I must say, because I have a tendency to want to wear the nice, pretty high heels, but have to walk to, you know, destination X or whatever. So I tend to wear the walking shoes and bring the heels in a big, huge handbag.
Yeah.
So, yes, I would like the adjustable shoes.
I think I'll keep to my friend, my personal shopper. Hope for the best. That's all we have time for this week. Thank you very much to Jenny Hollingsworth, Emma Tracy and Roisin Dermody. You can, of course, listen to us on podcast from the RTE website. Until next time, we'll see you later. Bye-bye.